The first thing is you need to be able to love yourself. It's not someone else's responsibility to make you happy. At the same time, when you're single, you should actually be healing yourself, because there's so many options for these boys and girls now. It's so easy to just swipe left and swipe right. So that I don't put myself in that vulnerable position, I'm going to make sure there's 3 or 4 options available to protect myself from being hurt. Now I love you, love. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another incredible episode of Husband and Life. I am Standish Child.
And I'm Kelechi. And together we are the Chappikas.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
What's going on? You all right?
How are you feeling? I'm cold, but I'm good. I swear it was 18 degrees yesterday. The sun was shining. People were in shorts and t-shirt.
Yes, it was summer.
I was like... still in my jumper, still wrapped up warm. Everyone was looking at me crazy. Look at today.
It's back. Winter's back.
Me and the kids were looking at the weather report yesterday, just shaking our heads. Look at this. This is just painful. The sun is gone.
It literally goes in and out, dips in and out. I was thinking, Jesus.
Yeah, but yeah, apart from that, I'm good. I'm happy it's nearly the end of the week. Nearly time for the weekend.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It goes so quick.
How are you?
I am amazing. I went to the gym today. I feel good. I was doing an arm workout, and it's always my weakest arm workout because it just feels like I'm not doing anything.
Oh, you're going to feel that tomorrow.
So you go in and then you push. And it's like, it's all right, you know. But no, I'm good. I'm excited. Talk to me. What are we talking about today, my love? What we got?
Well, it's a very interesting conversation for today. I think we will start with a story that I found.
You found a story?
It was juicy. Juicy story. You know me, I'm nosy.
Okay.
I like to look and read and find out things. So it's like this series that I thought would be great, which is being single versus being married.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
We weren't always married.
No.
There was a great portion of our lives where we were
single. We were outside.
We were mingling.
Absolutely.
We were getting to know people. We were just being spontaneous and free.
Spontaneous and free.
So not to say that we're not spontaneous when we're in marriage, but, you know, it's different now.
It's structured fun.
It's organized fun.
Yes. It's regimented, you know.
But there was this whole question about what it's like to be with someone who's never been in a relationship before.
Aye.
And how difficult that can be. Because, you know, we're watching Married at First Sight, Australia version.
Yes.
And I found that, you know, it's an interesting show if you're not watching it yet, guys. It's very interesting.
What a day. You'll thank me later.
It's just an interesting way to look at how people approach marriage and their views of marriage coming from a single person mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that couple, is it Natalie and Collins, and the fact that she was with him and he had never had a girlfriend ever in his whole life. He didn't even know what to do.
No.
And just showing how their relationship crumbled before it even started, because he had no concept
of what,
what he's supposed to do as the man,
in
as
the
husband in the relationship. So I then decided to do some research and just see how many people are dealing with this, how many people are in these types of relationships where one person has never experienced long-term relationship or any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person, you know, has had relationships, so they have experience and they know what to expect. And the expectation part of it is like really interesting.
Mm.
So this story that I found, I thought was very interesting. So she starts off to say...
Do you need your reading glasses or you're right there?
Why are you doing that?
I'm making sure you're right.
Why are you doing that?
Right.
I can see.
Okay.
Yeah, I prepared the story.
All right.
I'm gonna blow it up a bit just to make you feel better, okay? Because you know,
I just want you to, I want you to continue with your soft life. So I don't want
to. So she starts off to say, my now husband had never been in a relationship or even kissed a girl until we started dating in our late 20s. Whereas I had dated several people for varying lengths of time, between 2 months to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our biggest challenge was expectation management.
Okay.
Big words already.
Hey, okay. Talk to me.
Expectation management. Because he had never been in a relationship before and neither had any of his close friends. His expectation of how our relationship would be was based off what he had seen in movies,
read in books,
or what he imagined the perfect relationship would be like.
So don't raise your voice. You know, you can't be on your period. You have to be happy all the time.
Oh, my God. I think that's interesting, like, to base your expectation on movies. Movies of all things that are definitely dramatized, exaggerated, aren't real, just to make the story juicy, you know.
And what type of movies are these?
We don't even know. Maybe
rom-coms,
you know, those kind of Kate Hudson films.
Hopefully not x-rayed movies, you know, because
why did your mind go there, bro?
Because people have been doing that.
What the hell? Talk about relationships, not porn.
Hey! They didn't specify. They didn't specify what movies.
Continue. Mind you. Anyway, so imagine the perfect relationship would be like. It was hard for him to realize that I'm a person and have flaws, and that we won't see eye to eye on every single thing, and that we won't always be on the same page, even when we both thought we were. We actually almost broke up once because he thought relationships that were meant to be should be effortless and without conflict. Yeah. No conflict.
No disagreement.
We never argue.
It should be yes, darling.
We never argue. We
yes, husband.
Happy.
Yes, wife.
It's a lie.
That's it.
Somebody is suppressing their emotions if that's the case.
You know.
Somebody's not saying the truth.
Might just be perfect, mate, you know.
There's no such thing. I'm sorry. You have to have some sort of conflict. You've come from two different worlds. You've been raised differently. You have to see things from your perspective. They see theirs from their perspective.
She needs to watch those movies and base, you know?
Reset.
Reset. Reprogramming.
In reality, we have an awesome relationship. The overall feel is happy. We rarely argue about things. And while we are different from each other, we're extremely compatible. Oh, that's nice. And the differences in interests, opinions, and abilities adds depth to our relationship. So she says, the best way to manage all of the things that come up in a relationship with someone who's never been in one, i.e., you know, every single other relationship as well, is communication. Talk about everything. It will be awkward sometimes, it will sting sometimes, and it will be uncomfortable because, you know, you're being in a vulnerable place.
Yes, you are.
Laying it out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I'm so glad that my husband had never had a relationship before so that we could choose what attributes we wanted to be present. And my favorite being blunt, direct communication that errs on the side of over-communication rather than running on assumptions or avoiding certain subjects that might upset the other person.
Mm.
Which I think a lot of people do. They avoid the conversation, you know, because they don't want conflict. They don't want to rock the boat in their relationship. So my question to you, babe, as a someone that has been married for some years now, and you were a single gay at one point, we know what you've been up to. Yeah.
Was there a question? I'm waiting for the question.
The first question is, are you trying to just pretend like you went out in the streets, bruv?
I'm a good-loving, good-fearing citizen.
Okay, all right.
I'm a child of God. pack your bags. We're going straight to the airport.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, we're sponsored by Shafika Travel. But what you didn't know...
What you didn't know is that you can book with Shafika Travel, save yourself money, actually save yourself some time, and create amazing memories with your family, knowing that everything has been organized just for you, tailored just for you. Now, the best thing that you can do for yourself and your family this year is to click on the link below and get yourself booked in with Shafika Travel. Think back at your own single days. What do you believe are the most valuable lessons you've learned about love, relationships, and self-discovery that you would share with single people today?
There's a few things, I think. I'm just going to see. I think the first thing is you need to be able to love yourself. You need to be able to be confident in who you are. You can't expect someone else to fix you and create happiness for you. So you need to be kind of happy with who you are, what you have, first and foremost, before you try and get into any relationship. And you need to be confident and you need to own it. If you're quiet, if you're the quiet one, be the quiet one. If you're an extrovert, be the extrovert, but be who you are. I think that's probably what I think. Be who you are and be comfortable with you, who you are. And you need to be happy within yourself. Don't. It's not someone else's responsibility to make you happy. That's the main thing.
Very profound, babe.
Okay.
Very wise.
There's a little wisdom out here, fam. You know what I mean? Talk to me.
So another question that I wanted to see your perspective on, because I think that our wonderful viewers would really like to hear more from the male side today.
Absolutely. Yeah? Mandem
out there. So in your opinion, what are the biggest misconceptions about being single and how did they differ from the reality you've experienced in marriage?
I don't understand the question. The difference between single and being married, is it basically what you mean?
What's the biggest misconception
about
being single and how do they differ from the reality of being married?
Okay. I think the biggest misconception is when you're single, you can sleep around, you have so much freedom, there's so much options, there is no restraints, you can just go as you please. Mm. There is an air of free-spiritedness, you can just do as you please. I think that's the main misconception people have about being single. There's also another misconception is people think because you're single, you should be sleeping around and dating and doing all these other things. At the same time, when you're single, you should actually be healing yourself. Mm. You know, because men don't really take time to heal from past relationships. They just move on to their own relationships. You know, they move on to the next relationship, They don't take time to process and absorb and say and reflect and review what went wrong. Mm-hmm. How can I improve this? In a relationship, when you're married now, it's two worlds colliding, becoming one. Mm-hmm. Like you said, raised differently, different upbringings, different personalities. Mm-hmm. Different ethnicities at times, different cultures, different how people were raised. So all of those factors play a big role in how you view the world. Perspective, what is your perspective on certain things? Are you a half glass full or a half glass empty type of person? All of those things come into play when you're in a committed relationship. You know, have I answered your question? Mm-hmm.
I think the misconceptions also is that you don't need to be fixed. There's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, yes.
You know, like when you're single and you're like, I want to be, you're saying, I want to be with someone. Why is this person not coming into my life? and you're frustrated that you've been doing all this dating, you're exhausted, you're like, why isn't this person coming here? But then you haven't done the work on yourself.
That's part,
and you haven't taken the time to get that therapy that you might need, or, you know, do some inner work and heal your inner child that might be traumatized. And also have that notion that you're happy within yourself to be alone, like being happy to sit in the room by yourself with your own thoughts.
I love that.
A lot of people can't do that, but then they're going out and trying to find their person.
Anything to block the noise.
And yeah, and then that's when you fall into, you know, those relationships that aren't very good for you. So yeah, I think the next question I have, let's go for the next question. As someone who's been happily married for a few years now, how do you navigate the complexities of being single in today's world? How would you help someone that's, you know, single, young, and they are thinking about taking the next step or finding their long-term partner? What advice would you give them, you know, considering your past experiences?
You need to make a lot of money. Yeah.
Okay.
Because cost of living is high. like I said, the way the world is now, everything is very disposable. So you need to be, find deep connections. Search for deep connections with anyone you're talking to, and have an understanding that not everything is for everybody, you know, because there's so many options for these boys and girls now. It's so easy to just swipe left and swipe right. You don't even have to speak to anybody. You don't even have to conversate. You can just literally tick a button and that's it. And because of that, there is no body willing to put in any work. Everything is microwave. If it's not done in, if I can just send you a text, say, what are you doing? Are you up? If you don't respond, there's already three more people lined up. You know, everything has become an option, you know, not a priority. And that's the biggest thing I would say. But it's difficult for young men especially, because what they are seeing in the media, in social media, this lifestyle that is being presented is damaging for young men who haven't got there financially or not in those positions. And then the women are saying, this is what we need, this is what we want. But women have said that's what they need, but it wasn't so prevalent. It wasn't so in your face constantly. Do you know what I mean? So navigating those challenges which society has presented us, where we are in now, where everything is in your face, all the successes and all you see is people's highlight reels, is detrimental to people's mental health, which is why you shouldn't put your own worth based on your net worth. So your self-worth, rather, shouldn't be based on your net worth. This is what you're talking about. You need to be able to work on yourself and be secure with who you are and confident with who you are, not what you have. Your possessions don't make you who you are.
Yes, exactly, 100%.
So because, and that's the biggest thing. People think, oh, maybe I don't have abs. I don't have a range. I don't have a new car. I don't, so... She's not going to like for me. This she's going to see when, as soon as she sees another guy pull up, she'll be gone. So that I don't put myself in that vulnerable position, I'm going to make sure there's three or four options available to protect myself from being hurt. And that's working the same for women. The women are the same way. Like, oh, this guy's chanting me here, but I don't have a BBL. Or this girl might just have been to Turkey and got her teeth and everything else done. And this is me. I'm just regular old schmegular, degular.
Big titties.
You know? So that causes its own almost trauma in itself, because not trauma, that's just doubt in itself, because you start thinking, am I actually good enough?
Self-esteem
is low, is in the gutter. You know, like we were seeing that J-Lo documentary, that like even now, the way she is now, she still doesn't believe she's good enough.
Yeah, that was mad. I couldn't believe it.
You know?
Yeah.
It is insane. With that, what
who she is, it's insane.
And they still talk to her like she's nobody.
Yeah, insane.
You know,
all that she's achieved.
All that
she's
achieved, they're still looking like, hey, who are you though? Mm-hmm. And so until both men and women can, and now accountability is a real thing. If you're fucking up, you need to be honest. You know, mm-hmm. If you're trying to date somebody, you need to be honest. This is where I'm at. I'm outside. But I think this is progressing into something.
Yeah.
Can we go down from the poly to the only? To the only?
To the money.
To the only, you know?
From the poly to the mono.
It is a mono, you know what I mean? So let's just narrow it in. And that comes with being confident in who you are and being confident in the person, that the person has shown you they're there for you. So I think it says a lot of factors.
There are a lot. It's a lot to take in as well when you think about it.
Yes.
With being single, you just think, oh, I just want to meet someone. I just want to have the relationship that my mum and dad have, or my auntie and uncle have. They've been together 40 years plus, and they're so happy. But a lot of people don't realise that there is things that have been put in place for them to have that long-lasting relationship. It didn't just happen because they said they love each other.
How do they get to 40 years? How do they get there?
Because a lot happens in 40 years.
What? They not even, they call them sacrifices, but I think they're investing. It's investing into the relationship, you know? What listening was happening? What communication was happening? What give or take was happening?
What heartbreak was happening?
What heartbreak was happening? Mm-hmm. What mission was there? What are we going to do? What is the goal of this relationship or this marriage? What are we trying to achieve?
Yeah.
You know, what are we building? That's the conversation that needs to be had.
You know? But I think before you can even have those conversations, you've got to find the right person. So with being single and being frustrated about the fact that your person's not coming, or you're just meeting the wrong people, they are selfish, or they are self-centered. They're just all about them and what they can get from you. It can be frustrating. It can be discouraging. I know a lot of people are just like, I can't even be bothered. It's long. Why am I still meeting all these people that are just not for me? But I would encourage you to keep trying. Sometimes you just have to take a step back.
Because you're attracting that kind of person for a reason.
Because you haven't done the work.
You haven't done the inner work. And the inner work is what is leading you to the same position.
The same kind of people every single time. And also you tell yourself a story, don't you? You say, oh, my type is, I like this kind of person.
But your type is a reason. The type is a reason why you're here.
I like a bad girl. I like a spicy girl.
Spicy, dicey.
I like a spicy. And you're like, but you're single, so spice is not working for you. Maybe you need lemon and herb.
You need lemon and herb.
Okay,
bro.
You need some lemon and herb. Okay. So
yeah.
You need to kind of have an open mind.
Yeah.
It's okay to date a nice guy.
Mm.
He's going to look after you. It's okay. Trust me. It's all right. He's not going to hurt you. Your heart will be safe. He will protect it. You might think, oh, I'm going to be so bored. I'm going to walk all over him, blah, 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 all that stuff. Open up your mind. Do some inner work. Why are you going to walk over somebody? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to hurt someone?
That's true.
You need to ask yourself that question. Why do you need to be that kind of lady that needs to just bulldoze someone?
Why do you need to be put in your place? They say this, I need someone to put me in my place.
Yeah, I want someone to put me in my place. Why? Find out why. Look into why you need that. Why are you searching for someone like that? That's going to give you some sort of conflict back. You want arguments. Why? It's painful and it's stressful and it's tiring. Why would you want to do that? Continuously traumatizing yourself.
Yes.
So yeah, these are the questions that you really should be looking, you know, thinking about, researching about, learning about yourself as you're on your search for your love. Because all that stuff that you're carrying now, you're going to bring that into your next relationship.
Mm.
It's not going to work.
Mm-mm. No, it ain't.
It's not going to
work. So you got to do some self-work, some self-healing, and be able to be alone, be comfortable in your own space. You know, be comfortable being alone, nobody there. And learn to love yourself, you know?
Mm.
That's the key. You really learn to love yourself. All of you, not some of you, not this angle. Yeah? No, not this angle. All of you.
The angle is
the
jokes.
Angle, you know?
The angle is jokes.
Yeah. So I think that's it, babe. I think the main difference is, like we were saying, being single and being in a relationship. There's a lot of things.
There's things to unpack.
So much to unpack. Hence why the series is beginning. So.
And if you loved this episode, please make sure to comment. Let us know how you're getting on with your actual journey, your love journey. Have you found someone? Are you still on that search? Is it really frustrating you? Have you had enough? You know, we really would love to hear from you and what your opinions are on, you know, your visions of the future love that you have got. You know, that in your mind, how are you going to enjoy your relationship and help your relationship grow? And make sure you give us a comment for that. And also make sure you subscribe and turn on your notifications so that you can be ready for the next episode of our series, Being Single Versus Being Married. So we love that you've joined us this week, and we will see you next week. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now I love you.